Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
On the street and on the air, you're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. It's just a little before 6:30, and we are shifting gears to take a look at the aviation industry. Now, typically when we discuss this from a South African point of view, it's often been focused on the likes of SAA, the licensing and health requirements that we've often seen from the other private players in the market, but also when it comes to ensuring that we are in line with the international regulatory standards when it comes to aviation. Our next update is a story that's really sourced from the Business Day. Now, they've shared an article which highlights that South Africa is at risk of losing access to US and EU airspace over the lack of actually having a aviation accident body to govern the investigation into civil aviation accidents. Now, I'm left slightly perplexed by this one because I would think, hold on, surely when you have an aviation industry, you have an ecosystem. Everything from the regulators to the aviation companies, the support structure, the fuel and resources, staff and people included. But someone who knows all about all things aviation that we often reference and speak to ensure that we are better enlightened, is a good friend of the show. Dr. Guy Leach, who's an aviation analyst. Mr. Leach, Dr. Leach, I don't think I've used the word or title doctor with you before, but are congratulations in order from what I understand?
Well, thank you. No, I've had the title for a couple of years. It's just not central to what I do, so I don't really mind. You just call me Guy. It's just as good.
I see. I see. Trust me, your knowledge is definitely acknowledged despite me not using the title, Guy. I think you know this by now, given the number of times we speak. And that's the reason why we're touching base with you again today, because you help us contextualize and have a better understanding of the aviation industry in South Africa. Let's take a look at this headline that we see from the Business Day regarding the concerns from both US and EU airspace authorities around our lack of governance or investigative authorities into the civil aviation accidents in South Africa. Help us understand firstly how the aviation ecosystem works, because I would think you can't have an airline without a regulator. You can't have a regulator who doesn't do investigations, and you can't have passengers flying unless their safety is prioritized. So what are we missing in the South African aviation pie?
Yeah. Hi, Guguleta. And again, nice to be with you and your listeners on this one, because I'm afraid it's just a sad story in that actually there's no basis for the article, or very little basis. It's really just sensationalism. The Civil Aviation Authority is our local regulator, which creates the rules, the regulations, sets the standards, and inspects and monitors them to see that they're actually happening. But our Civil Aviation Authority, the SACAA, is in turn subject to or bound by the recommended practices put out by ICAO, which is the International Civil Aviation Organization, founded on the Chicago Convention just after World War II. But that sets universal worldwide standards of aviation. And one of those requirements or standards, recommendations, let me put it rather, mm-hmm. is that every country have a separate accident and investigation authority. That is because it's not inconceivable that the actual regulator would be found to be negligent in some aircraft accidents. Maybe they didn't investigate or inspect the operator. Maybe there was some corruption. Who knows what the possibilities are? And indeed, we saw this problem arise when the SACAA's own aircraft, its own jet aircraft, crashed in George doing a calibration flight. This was about 65 years ago, mm-hmm. at the beginning of COVID. So it's always been desirable for every regulator to have a independent accident and investigation department. And ours hasn't been very independent. But it's been progressively moved to independence. And funny enough, the timing of that article is pretty poor, because we've just seen now a whole new draft civil aviation policy emerge, which further creates a distance or a greater independence between our regulator, the CAA, and the Accident Investigation Department. But really, I think that for your listeners' benefit, it becomes a matter of quite sort of subjective judgment. The problem we had was that the Civil Aviation Authority was paying the salaries on behalf of the Department of Transport of the accident investigators, and it was sharing premises. Mm-hmm. And that was seen to be a little bit too close for comfort, even though our actual investigation department was not a division of the Civil Aviation Authority, but was in fact a separate division of the CAA. So it's quite nuanced.
Guy,
here.
I just wanted to
that's why I say it's...
Come in there, just to make sure that I'm understanding you correctly. Is the insinuation that essentially we have the nurse and the police officer sharing the same building and the lines are blurred, you know, as to whether do you punish or do you correct as a regulator, or, you know, do you heal and cure the treatment? I'm just trying to understand for the benefit of...
Okay, unusual analogy, but I think, in a sense, the more common one is judge and jury. You don't want the accident investigation department to be both the judge and the jury. Certainly in some of the accidents. That's why the standards require a greater separation.
Got you. Now, this, for anyone who's a frequent flyer or even doesn't happen to fly or travel that often, does raise some concerns about our aviation industry standards. One would assume that we are on par with international guidelines. But essentially, how should we be reading this?
I can reassure our listeners that we're doing better than that. Ms. Poppy Causa, the Director of Civil Aviation, is doing an excellent job maintaining our regulator standards. We are the best in Africa, mm-hmm. and in fact, we're rated 20th in the world, on par with Norway. So we really have a very high rating in terms of our compliance to ICAO recommended practices and so on. So it's meant that our Civil Aviation Authority has been indeed asked to consult and advise across Africa mm-hmm. on improving standards. We can be proud of the work that they've done. So it's been odd to me that this little problem has been a small boil that could have been lanced years ago. But I'm pleased to say that with next time around the ICAO does an inspection, we should get an even better result, because the independence is in fact always increasing.
Got you. So if we're doing this well, Guy, does this warrant the potential loss of our access to the US and EU airspace?
No, you see, my view is that that's not going to happen, and that's why I'm so critical of the article in calling it sensationalist. There are many other filters that would have to be in place before that would happen. You see, the actual operation of airline flights between countries is governed by what we call bilateral air services agreements, mm-hmm. and those are agreements that regulate or control how many which airlines will fly and how many seats they'll provide and what sort of aircraft they will be using, and so on and so forth. And those agreements are not under threat in any way because of any possible weakness in our own regulator.
Got you. So I'm glad that you underscored this, that we do have a better understanding of some of the dynamics. And I guess this then, you know, takes us again to just having a better understanding of where South Africa features in comparison to the rest of the continent. What you've just explained, does this also highlight that more often than not, we're more likely to hear about a plane crash in another market internationally versus here in South Africa? I can't recall when last we actually had a headline around a plane crash in locally in South Africa, specifically a passenger airline.
Yeah, well, in fact, we've never really had a passenger. Okay, so here's the takeaway line.
Okay.
We've never had an airline fatal jet crash in South Africa, never, okay? Not since 19 Footsec. And there's a lot of pure luck involved in that. For instance, SAA had a number of disasters, but they haven't been in South Africa. There was the Windhoek Boeing 707 crash and, of course, the Helderberg off Mauritius. But we've never had a fatal jet airline accident in South African soil. And that's thanks to the excellent standards originally created by our Civil Aviation Authority and maintained, so our passengers can be confident. Look, it doesn't mean to say that there aren't problems. Mm. I mean, we've seen these massive problems with ATNS, Air Traffic and Navigation Services, with the cancellation of all the flight procedures. Those are far worse than any particular concerns relating to the independence of our accident investigation department, because those have caused flights to be cancelled and airlines to be operating in bad weather without without the necessary navigation aids and so on. So let's not pretend that all is completely peachy with our industry, but certainly from our regulators' point of view, they're doing well.
100%. And I guess even when it comes to our comparison against our peers across the continent, then we also are charging and doing very well. Guy, we'll leave it there for today, but really appreciate that you've provided so much more clarity to the headline for this particular article. And of course, just an understanding of the concern regarding the relationship between the regulator, but also the authorities that prioritize our health and safety in line with international airline regulations in the country. Thank you again for your time.
Pleasure.
Guy Leach is an aviation analyst, helping us unpack some concerns that were previously raised, but we do understand perhaps do need to be read with a pinch of salt. The fact that South Africa could be at risk of losing access to the US and EU airspace over our governance and investigation into civil aviation accidents, but maybe it isn't too much for us to worry about.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.